Charles, C H R L E S. Last name Chimney, C H I M E N E. C H I M as in mama, E N E. 10579. 45-year-old gentleman with a history of drug and alcohol abuse in the past, in the rehab at this time. Was horsing around with a friend, was hit in the right hand hypothenar eminence over the, and there's some swelling associated with this injury. There's no redness, there's no heat. It appears that he might have a boxer's fracture, period. Medical problems negative, possible hypertension, surgery, hernia, allergy, none, medication. He was on blood pressure medicine, but he said he lost a lot of weight and his blood pressure stabilized. Family history strongly positive for hypertension. Today he's alert, he's awake. His blood pressure is high, 150 over 100, pulse is 110 or 109, heart rate is 98, or SUSAT's 98%. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, extra JVDs, King shows no rash. There's swelling about the hypothenar eminence of the right hand. X-ray of the right hand reveals base of the second metacarpal fracture, good alignment. Number one, assessment number one, second second metacarpal fracture base. I told him that this needs to be evaluated by an orthopedist. His brother is a preacher in Huntsville. He's going to find him an orthopedist. He doesn't have any insurance. Today I put him in a splint, gave him Motrin 800 milligram, keep the hand elevated, and make sure he sees a specialist in the next few days. Next number, I told him he may not heal correctly. He's a carpenter and he needs his hand for his trade, and he might. This definitely will affect the range of motion if he's not casted. I have no way of casting it today, number one. Number two, hypertension. Number three, going through withdrawals because of alcohol. Number three, clonidine 0.1 BID would help both symptoms. Next number, propranolol 20 milligram as needed will help him with anxiety and palpitation. Next number, I commended him for going through detox and going to Interfaith, that's Interfaith House, to get off of alcohol. He was using a lot of ETOH, both whiskey and beer. Next time, see me in 1 week for follow-up. Thank you. Bye.